I am Carol Pranchke.
I am Rachel Zelaya. The huddles started after the Women's March in January, and it was started by a group called the Action Network, and their vision was to create an opportunity for people to continue to come together and organize and find support for each other to respond to current political events.
How does it all manifest itself?
Well, I think we're still in the part of getting to know each other and even deciding what our steps are. But some of our initial steps, I have to give credit to Rachel for looking up. The huddle group had some suggestions on how to run the meeting, and she followed that and walked us through sharing our thoughts, you know, sort of doing a check-in. But getting to a point where we would share our ideas on what we wanted to do and then what we knew was happening sort of in the outside world. And we've been choosing things to do. And then the second meeting, we came back and reported on some of those things.
What are some of the action items?
One of the events that I went to was the open house at the Islamic Center of Boulder. And there were a couple of other people there. And the funny thing was, we didn't meet up because it was so crowded, which was wonderful. There must have been hundreds of people there, and they kept finding new spaces for people to sit in, and they had all these refreshments, and the speakers were wonderful, and not all of them were from the Islamic Center itself. Some of the speakers were with, like, the state attorney's office and so on. So that was, I think that's a part of it is being visible at other events, you know, going to the Muslim community and saying, hey, we're here for you. We're thinking about you. We want to be in connection with you. But there have been all sorts of actions. There was a group who went down to Cory Gardner's office, and they weren't able to meet with him, but they were able to meet with one of his staffers and bring questions and just have an exchange, a polite conversation about what their concerns were. And the staffer took notes and responded as best she could.
How do you select, or how do people join the huddler? Are these neighbors, are they friends, are they people that you've already known? How does this all work?
Pretty much everybody who came to the first huddle, there were about 16 people that came, and most of them were strangers. Some people I had emailed directly, neighbors and friends in the Longmont community. So it was on this Action Network website, so people went on there and saw the different huddles that were being held and signed up and just came. So it was basically a group of strangers getting to know each other and, you know, self-selected, like who's interested in organizing and finding out what's going on and going to these events together.
Do you think all of this will sustain? Because it was a huge amount of energy, particularly right after the Women's March. It's still relatively early days, but how can this be a long-term project for you as now neighbors and, you know, community members in Longmont?
Well, I think the sustainability aspect of it is our greatest challenge. All of us are so busy and have a million things going on in our lives. So how do we keep up with also meeting regularly and being active? But I think that groups like the huddle are supportive of that. And so we don't feel alone or that we're up against, you know, an impossible task, that we have other people who have passions that are similar and care just as much as, you know, I do and we do, and that there's hope, you know, that we can join together and create change. And I think it is already happening as far as the level of media attention, and that what's going on isn't just flying under the radar. There's enough people who really care and are standing up in all levels, whether it's just our little neighborhood groups or you know, in Congress or at the New York Times. So there is a groundswell of support that's happening, and it is up to each one of us to do what we can.
So right now, how often are you meeting? What happens at the meetings? And can listeners who are maybe in Longmont and looking to join a group, can they get involved?
Yes, absolutely. So we meet once a month right now. It's the first Friday of the month at a local business in Longmont. And people who are interested can email me at huddlelongmont@gmail.com. HUDDLE longmont@gmail.com. And so I'll be sending out exact information, what time and where, for anybody that is interested in joining us. And there are other huddle groups also happening, and the huddles in this area are getting organized themselves. So I know there's another group that meets regularly in Loveland, and I'm sure there's others too.